Energy and manufacturing companies in Asia want to buy Alaska North Slope Gas. The Alaska Gas Line Port Authority says it has interest from six corporations, four of them in Korea and one each in Thailand and Indonesia. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Port Authority made the announcement at a press conference in Fairbanks Wednesday. Port Authority General Manager Bill Walker said the Asian companies, including Korea Gas Corporation, the largest liquefied natural gas buyer in the world, are seeking shipment of enough LNG to leverage a 48-inch diameter gas line from the North Slope to Valdez.
The point we're trying to make is that there's a market out there. There's plenty of market out there. And the other point is we're making this public because it should be made public, because people in Alaska should know that there's a market. And this is what would allow Alaska to benefit from low-cost energy.
The Port Authority submitted a letter listing the companies to the TransCanada Exxon Alaska Pipeline Project during a non-binding solicitation of interest that ended September 14th. Walker says the Asian buyers are also interested in some ownership of an Alaska gas line. He says the state needs to stop focusing on taxes and fiscal certainty and instead commit to building a line and forcing North Slope producers to develop the resource.
The current game plan in Alaska is if we give enough away, they'll do something. We give away Point Thompson, that they'll do something. We don't have enough to give away for them to do this, and we shouldn't be giving things away to do this. That's not... You know, when they ask for certain things, fiscal certainty is fiscal concessions. You know, as the president of one company said, Bill, Alaska's going to pay for that line one way or the other. They're going to ask for enough concessions. You're going to pay for that line one way. On concessions, you don't get a return. On an investment, you get a return.
Walker says producers aren't moving on North Slope Gas for two reasons. It's more valuable as a tool to negotiate lower oil taxes, and because they have other projects around the globe that would be hurt if Alaska Gas dumps into the market and drops the price.
We're a pawn in a world chessboard, and anything they do here, especially on the volumes we're talking about, it's going to impact them.
North Slope producers have long re-injected gas pumped to the surface with oil to maintain reservoir pressure and bring up additional crude. Walker says the state has some legal leverage to force the companies to do more.
It's very clear. The leases don't require them to build a gas line. They just, and that's fine. We actually wouldn't want them to own it, quite honestly, from a personal standpoint. But it does require that if they received an offer with a reasonable expectation of profit, not a reasonable profit, a reasonable expectation of profit. Right now they pay 25 cents, roughly, we do, to reinject it in the ground. You know, you get an offer of a wellhead offer of $1, $2, $3. Is that profit? Yeah.
Walker says the Asian buyers the Port Authority has interest from want to purchase gas at the wellhead, freeing producers from downstream financial risks associated with a gas line. He says the state needs to act because other projects that offer higher cost, lower BTU gas than Alaska can deliver are moving ahead. In Fairbanks, Dan Bross.